What does it say about a teacher if you've got players like Keegan Bradley that you've worked with for a long time, Alexis Thompson, Eric Compton? Obviously means you're one of the most sought after and best teachers in the world. And Jim McLean is PGA Master Professional, owner of the Jim McLean Golf Schools, and always ranked on the shortest list of one of the best teachers in the world. Good morning, James.
Hey, Peter. It's great to be with you. Thanks.
Great to be with you. I'm excited for your year, given just these three players, forgetting everybody else. I mean, I wasn't so sure that Keegan wasn't the player of the year. I mean, the PGA, the Byron Nelson, I know the Shark Shootout and the Grand Slam of Golf are considered lesser important, but four is four, and Luke Donald had the same kind of configuration without the major.
Well, that's true. I mean, he was the Rookie of the Year, which was a great accomplishment, and I think he finished second to Luke, who had an incredible year. But, you know, when you throw that PGA in and all the other things, it's very close. It's tough to determine really what the best year is, but, Luke, on the basis of his consistency here in America, got it. And then if you took the whole world events in too, outside of the PGA, I mean, it was a pretty phenomenal year for Luke.
One of the things that strikes me about Keegan, and I have no idea if this is right, and that's why I ask you, is that he seems to me, Jim, like he's got a flinty, tough side to him. I mean, I don't know if it's Trevino-like or Ray Floyd-like or Hale Irwin-like or if it can be that tough and that hard going forward, but I get the feeling that he's got something like that going on inside him.
Well, you're absolutely right. I've gotten to know him very well over the last 3 years, and Keegan didn't grow up with a high lifestyle, that's for sure. And he was a skier. He grew up in Vermont. His dad is a golf professional and a ski teacher, so he was mostly in skiing as a youngster. And I think that was good for him. And he didn't have a great junior type career, but good. And he just didn't get really recruited. But he has that little edge to him, that a lot of great athletes in all sports have. And he's got a serious flinty side, like you said. He's tough.
His rise in terms of the time in his life where his game improved over the last several reminds me a little bit, Jim, of, well, the Azinger story. I mean, I remember Paul telling me that, when he first went to college, he couldn't really break 80 and couldn't get on his team. And, we saw what happened subsequent. But some of these players just bloom a little bit later, but they bloom on time.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. Paul's a good friend of mine. He's just such a great guy, and just did such remarkable things in the game. I think Keegan had a little more than that for sure going in. He had a good college career up in the Northeast, but kind of goes unnoticed by everybody. The NCAA wasn't a big time school or anything, but he still won college tournaments, and he still certainly had a lot of talent when I first saw him. But it has been a remarkably fast rise, and I've had a few of his teammates come down, and they're pretty much awestruck.
I had the pleasure of watching Alexi Thompson play some golf down in Trinity Trek, Texas at Whispering Pines, mm-hmm. the week of the Spirit a couple of months ago, and she's an alumni, and she came down and hung out with the American side, and we paced off three or four of her drives in as she joined the players in a practice round, and they all measured between 295 and 305. I mean, it is when you think the ball's going to start to come down, it has like another stage to it.
It really does. Alexis is a similar to Keegan in that she's a real athlete. She has progressed really fast, but I know you got to talk to her and visit with her and listen to her give that speech. She's mature far beyond her years, and she's so great with the galleries, with people. I've been to the last three U.S. Opens with her. She's played in four already. She's just 16, but she's got that great personality, and she's a beautiful girl. It's just a amazing thing, I think, for the LPGA to have somebody jump out there right now.
And she can roll it. I mean, I watched her putt for a couple of days. It was ridiculous. I mean, it reminded me of a phrase that somebody used about Bobby Jones in his heyday. They were talking about a round of golf, and they said he was just popping them in from all over, no matter the situation. And, you know, this wasn't a tournament she was playing, but still, I mean, the stroke is so pure and the roll is so good, and they find the hole with speed. I mean, that's not going to be an issue, is it?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, that's definitely one of the areas we've worked on a lot is her putting, and I always want her to think of herself as a great putter. You know, she hits the ball so far, and she has so many looks, you know, that sometimes she doesn't really think she's that good a putter, but she is a great putter. And I think she's starting to realize, you know, you don't make every 12, 15-footer or 10-footer for birdies, but she gets a lot of looks. She hits great iron shots. But besides that driving, you know, she's got a wonderful game for overpowering golf courses. She shrinks it down pretty good, and really, it's really fun to watch her play.
When you work on putting with her and you send her off to go ahead and work on it, whatever it is, what is it?
Well, it can vary. You know, I talk to Alexis a lot about her relaxation and her routine and doing, you know, a series of drills, nothing for too long. I think mistakes that I've made myself and other people make, I see as doing the same drill for too long. I've learned that from watching other coaches in other sports, too, that you move them around a little bit to keep the interest up. Putting can get to be, as we all know, pretty boring to do, but if you can get some kind of rotation, I found that works pretty good.
Talk to me about Eric Compton. I mean, this is one of the really, really incredible stories. I mean, you know, he's won pretty much everywhere, but on tour. I mean, he had two top tens last year on Nationwide. He won. He's won on the Hooters Tour. He's won on the Canadian Tour. You know, 32 years old. This is an amazing story still.
Well, Eric's a hero of mine. I tell everybody, we know I've known him since he was 13 years old here at Doral, working on his game and playing with him and watching him rise up to be after he had his first heart transplant when he was 12. And by the time he was 17, he was the number one ranked junior in the country. And then he went off to Georgia, played on great teams there. He had to deal with a lot more than anybody else I know, you know, and then he had a real setback with a heart attack. And, you know, I was down visiting him, Jackson Memorial here in Miami, a number of times, and, you know, it didn't look good. You know, he was dying, no question about it. He needed another heart transplant, and, you know, you're on a list. And just by some miracle, he got a heart, and he survived the another heart transplant. And the doctors really, I was there with him. We were thinking about other things that he could do in his life because professional golf was pretty much out of the question with the doctors. And, you know, that slowly but surely he started coming back. And one day I remember he showed up here, and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I played in a little thing over here." He said, "I shot 66. Wow, you know. And then he said, "I was only driving at about 250, but I feel like I can play." And he just kept getting stronger. And it's hard to believe that he has really fulfilled his dream of being actually qualifying for the PGA Tour. He's in Hawaii right now, teed up in the Sony. And, you know, you've seen him, Peter, you've seen him play. He's got one of the most beautiful swings, and he's powerful. But, you know, he's got a lot of stuff he has to do, and I think he fought that for a long time, Peter, you know, not really wanting people to know what he goes through, but he's much more comfortable with everything right now. So that's why I feel comfortable talking about it a little bit more. But it's just an incredible story that he's out there. I think he's going to do well.
When, you know, it's funny you use the phrase dream come true, and sometimes, you know, like a team gets to the Super Bowl for the first time and they're just glad to be there and they forget that they need to play for the 60 minutes. You know what I mean? Somebody rising to where they think they want to be but enjoying being there more than doing the work. And will he handle the dream?
I think he will. You know, I think that this is a pretty much of a fulfillment. I mean, I've always told Eric, he wanted to be on that tour and to win, you know, be the leading money winner in the Canadian Tour and play really good in some tour events. That I said, that's really, you've been super successful right now. I mean, you're a winner. But for him to have to go out maybe and win on the PGA Tour, I don't think that really defines him anymore. I think he could win. I hope he does win. I think he's tough enough to win, and I think he's got the game to win. But he's climbed a, you know, I hope I'm saying this right. You know, he's climbed such a huge mountain to be where he's at, and he has to do a lot more on a daily basis than anybody else.
One of the I was talking to a friend of mine who has a son who would be the appropriate age to come to your junior academy in Texas, and the question that they asked was, well, do I have to be a plus two and absolutely on my way to tour? And I said, well, no, you have to want that, but you also have to want a balanced life. There's no guarantee that you're going to get your golf goals realized, but as a person, as learning how to play inside and outside the ropes, this is an incredible experience.
Well, I think it is. The kids have had their... in Texas, I've had the great experience of having Jason Day there a lot because he lives there and he works out there and practices there a lot, and he's so great to the kids. That's been an extra benefit. And also David Luteris is there, has been on the PGA Tour, and a bunch of other guys that pop in periodically. The kids have to want to, you know, be, obviously you're not going to, we don't really want to get anyone in there that's, their parents are making them go. We want the kids to want to go. We do an interview process with them. But to have the opportunity to work with, so one of only five regional Titleist fitting centers. We've got the TrackMan in there. We've got great indoor bays. We've got Lanny Basham's mental training area there. All dietitians, and it's unbelievable what the kids have available to them. And there's a lot of places. There's a number of places you can do things. But you know, when all those kids are together that want to get better, and you're playing with good players all the time, it's hard not to get better.
If you want information on Jim's Junior Academy in Texas, just go ahead and log on to jimmclain.com/junior academy. And if you forget the slash in the Junior Academy, jimmclain.com will get you there. Hey, before I let you go, just give me a quick update on the boys.
Oh, well, John's going to be playing the Hooters Tour and then going up and playing in Canada again. Matt's teaching up at Fishers Island in New York, a beautiful place up there, and also in Texas. And also wanted to mention Christy Kerr stopping by tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing her. She grew up here at Doral, too. You know, she's so proud of her winning an Open and getting to number one also. But, you know, we're having a good time. I'm right in the midst of a three-day school out here. We've got seven guys in from all over the place. And I'm going to go run out and see them, Peter.
I remember the last time I came down and my game got better just by osmosis being around you. So,
well,
you know, with a little verbiage and a couple of drills, they're off and running. Great to hear your voice. Happy,
well,
healthy New Year. Love
pleasure
to the
message. Be with you. Thanks so much for having me on, Peter. See you.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, Jim. Bye. Take good care, my friend. Jim McLean, PGA Master Professional, owner of the Jim McLean Golf Schools. For more on him, jimmclain.com. Let's try to take calls again at the end of the show. I've got another guest, Ian Carter, coming on from the BBC over in London. And in the final segment, if you would call me at 866-469-0026, 866-469-0026. Our producer, Don Scarano, will go ahead and make sure that is crawling across your radio dial. We'll be right back.